Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. This is Louis Giglio from the Passion House in Atlanta, Georgia. And so good to have you back, and so good to have the podcast back, Jonathan. I've just noticed on our little tracker that our audience is finding out that we're back up and running, and they're coming back to us. A bunch of you guys have listened to the David Crowder Remedy interview that we did on the last episode. So welcome back. It's good to be with you today. And man, things are absolutely going crazy around here. I feel like that's the theme of the Passion Podcast. Every time we do one, stuff's going nuts. But we just released an album. Street date for David Crowder was yesterday, so that meant a whole bunch for our Six Steps Records team. We've got regional events starting in 3 weeks in Boston, Massachusetts, so that's absolutely going strong. In Chicago, the week behind it. And then the world tour thing is at full speed, and we have teams going around the world just about every week now, scouting out some of the cities that we hope to be in. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later in the podcast today, but just a lot of stuff going on, and we're excited. We're back in the big room in the back, and who knows what's going to happen back here. We'll probably get the FedEx guy or the beeper or something going on. I don't know. Do we get the beeper off today? The beeper is off today, so I apologize for that because that's kind of something to look forward to in the Passion Podcast. Now Jonathan's sad because he turned it off. No, I'm glad it's off, seriously, but because probably it would go off 100 times and drive us crazy. But anyway, we're glad you're with us today. I just want to catch everybody up on a little bit about, you know, what's going on here, answer some of your questions. We've been just been overwhelmed with emails. I think we had 2 emails since the last podcast, and just people wanting to know what's going on, a lot of questions. So just want to catch you up on some of the things that are happening around here. I want to talk a little bit about Boston, so we're all on the same page for that. And, oh, hello, there goes the beeper right there. We thought we had the beeper off, but the beeper is actually on. So that should be fun, and I was joking about it being sad it was off, but after it goes off about 100 times, we won't be sad anymore. But anyway, just want to catch you guys up on what's going on, catch you up on Boston, talk a little bit about the world tour, mostly because I know if you're listening to the Passion Podcast, it means you're part of this family, you're part of the Passion movement, and that means you're not just listening today, but you're praying about what God's doing and hoping with us and believing God with us for amazing things. And so I just want to give you as much information as we can today so that you can pray with us and kind of walk on this journey with us, because there's just a little team of us here, and we need to know there's a lot of support out there around the world as we go forward together. So excited you're here. We're going to be listening to a little bit of Remedy today. In fact, out of this next break, we're going to listen to the title track from David's album. Not that you haven't heard it already by now, especially if you're on the podcast, but man, I'm so excited that the album is finally here. Remedy is here. And Street Date was yesterday, Tuesday, September 25th, and Shelly and I and Mike, who works on the Six Steps team, were out in Waco on Monday night for the CD release at Crowder's Church out at UBC, and it was so incredible just to see the songs come out live for the very first time and to see people responding to the music. You know, you guys, some of you have heard Can You Feel It on the promo video that we did for our regional events, but to see the band play that song live and to see people hearing it in the room for the first time was really cool, and that's always a special night just to be there. It's Crowder's community and the folks who are in their lives out there at UBC. And then some crazies. I think there was some folks that drove in from Johnson City, Tennessee. And I think some people from Canada had come down on their vacation. So there was some long distance guys there, but it was mostly a Waco thing. And it was really, really incredible. And the music is out. It's in stores. As of right now, it's up to number 5 on iTunes of all iTunes. And that's just really exciting to us. And I probably say this every time because somebody comes back and says, well, you guys are so excited about getting up to number this and number that, you know, who cares? It's all about the kingdom of God. And, you know, I just say back to that person, you just don't know what it's like to pour your heart and soul into making a piece of art for a year, not so that it can just sit on a table, but so that as many people as possible in the entire world can access the music, can connect their hearts and their lives to the songs, and then can be moved, hopefully, by the music and by the songs closer to God and closer to His mission and His heartbeat for the world. And some of that's measured tangibly. And so, you know, we're not a money-making enterprise at Six Steps Records. That's not really what's driving us. We're about serving these artists well and about helping amplify their songs and their music to the world. But for us, there are tangible markers, and when you have an album that's sitting right up at number 5 in iTunes, of all of iTunes, and it's the David Crowder Band, and it's Remedy, and it's something that you believe in with all of your heart, it's a big celebration. And so we're hoping there are a whole bunch more of those through the week. And unashamedly, I would just say that if you hear this podcast and you haven't gotten Remedy, then it's not too late. Go to iTunes, download it, go to any music retailer anywhere in America and get a hold of it. I can tell you, you're going to absolutely love it and be moved by the music. And speaking of music, one of the big questions we've been fielding around here for a while since Passion was, when is the Passion 07 CD going to be out? We had an incredible 4 days back in January, and we made the decision kind of on and off, there goes the beeper again, to make a CD, to not make a CD. We were going to make one, we weren't going to make one. At the end of the day, we decided not to record and release a record right after Passion 07. The Best of Passion CD had just come out, and we wanted to give it some breathing room. But we are in the process of making an album, so just to let you know that, you guys that have been waiting, and it is going to hopefully include some of the music we experienced at Passion 07 in Atlanta. It's going to include some of the music from Boston, hopefully, and from Chicago. We're going to be recording in both of those venues, and so we'll take some of the best of Atlanta, the best of Boston, the best of Chicago, and have that hopefully available in the first of the year. So it's going to be a few more months before that's out. But I think you're going to see new music from Chris Tomlin coming up at the regionals. You're going to see new music from Charlie Hall at the regionals in Boston. I just talked to Charlie this week, and he's got a song he's working on that he wants to bring to us in Boston. New music from Matt, I think, in Chicago. And so there'll be some great stuff to add to what we recorded in Atlanta. So if you've been wondering, is there going to be a Passion 07 CD? Yes, sort of, kind of. There will be a new Passion album. We'll be out, Lord willing, in January, early February of next year, and we're looking forward to that. So just a little taste of Remedy. Just wanted to catch everybody up on what's going on in music world out there. And when we come back, just want to update us all on Boston and Chicago and let you know some ways you can pray for us as we head to New England. Welcome back. That's Remedy from the album Remedy from the David Crowder Band. And I loved seeing that song live Monday night. It's the first time I've seen it played in a whole room full of people. And it was just really powerful the way that it landed and that message of it, you know, that we are carrying the life of Christ and the power of his kingdom inside of us. And so obviously we know we're not the answer to the world's dilemma. And Christ is, but we're the carriers of Christ on earth and the tangible expression of his kingdom to the world. And that's what Remedy is all about, that he would take us and use us, no matter what our issues, what our stuff, what our brokenness, and that he would use us to bring change to the world. And that's the story. And, you know, a lot of people are thinking, you know, my life's been crazy and the stuff I've been through is really weird, and I don't feel like I'm adequate or equipped to do anything really good in my life or with my life. And that's what Jesus Christ is all about. He takes all of us, broken and the crazy stories of our lives, and he pours through us his life and his power and uses us to do things that at the end of the day don't make us look good. They make him look like a miracle worker at the end of the day, and that's what he is. And it's no small thing for him to take any life and to do something amazing with it. That's the grand story of redemption, and that's what he is all about. I'm excited about Boston. We're just a few weeks away, and just want to let you guys know we're coming. You know, we're hoping that you're coming, but I want you to know we're coming. And it looks like from right now that Boston may be one of the smallest Passion gatherings that we've done in a while, but I think some of that is because school just got cranked up good in New England and the word's just trickling around, and October 12th is coming pretty quick in the fall schedule. But we are on our way. We're excited about being there, and we're excited you guys are going to be there as well. Registration has not been crazy for Boston. That's one of the things I want you guys to pray with us about, and we keep hearing from ministries and campus groups and churches. We know about it. We're coming, but as far as people actually registering, it's been a little slow going right now. But the deadline is October 5th for the price to go up $20. And so that's not until like 10 days from now. So we're hoping there'll be a lot of traction and we'll see a lot of movement in Boston in the next few weeks. It's such a strategic city. And we put on our blog, by the way, if you're not a 268 blog person, I would really encourage you to go and check out 268blog.com and look at the Please Come to Boston entry there, because it has a little video that we showed from our earlier trip to Boston, and it'll just catch you up on the spirit of Boston, a little bit of the heart of what's going on, so that if you're in California or Texas or Minnesota or somewhere around the world and there's no chance you're going to be a part of Boston, you can at least understand that this is a very critical city and a very critical region of America, and really commit to praying for us as we go into these days and pray for the fame of God in that city and what he wants to do. I was just checking the registration before I came down, Jonathan, and I always don't want to give away too much personal information so people think that, oh my goodness, they're watching us up there. But we do know when you register, because we see that you register, and a couple folks registered for Boston just before I came down to do the podcast, and I just want to mention who they are. One of them was Heather from Massachusetts, and I won't give any more of your information away, Heather, other than that, and I'm hoping there's more than one Heather in Massachusetts, so people won't obviously know it's you. But I think Heather is a college leader, because it said adult college leader, and then the colleges just registered one leader, and I'm hoping that meant that she's going to be bringing her students and they'll register later. But here were the schools. It was cool. Wentworth Institute of Technology. Let's hear it for all the folks at Wentworth. Rivera College. That's a new one for me. I'm going to go check that one out. Catholic University of America, Maryville University, Boston University, and Boston College are the students that seem to be represented by Heather. So that was pretty exciting. We had Grace register from New Jersey. And so that's kind of cool. That's sort of New England, but it's great to know that people are coming from that far down in New Jersey from Parsons School of Design. So that was really cool. And then Tiffany registered, and this one kind of caught my attention. She is from Wellesley, and I think I'm saying that right. It's Wellesley is the way it's written, but I've always heard it pronounced Wellesley. And Wellesley, if you don't know, is one of the great storied, you know, female institutions of higher learning in the world. And I did a little research because I just wanted to kind of know where Tiffany was coming from. And I know a lot of you haven't heard of Wellesley, and I just want you to be able to lock in with us and pray for Boston. And I'll mention some of the other schools that are coming in a little bit. And then we're going to pray together actually on the podcast, if that's okay with you guys. I know some of you are running or biking while you're listening to this, but you can run and pray and bike and pray at the same time. But I checked out Wellesley, and here's the story. Wellesley has got 2,318 students, so it's a little school. It's about 12 miles west of Boston. Some of the graduates of Wellesley, by the way, just so you'll know, there's Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton is a graduate of Wellesley. Great stateswoman, Madeleine Albright, and Diane Sawyer. So some famous folks have come out of there. I was not able, by the way, Jonathan, to figure out what the mascot is for Wellesley, and that's always important to us here on the podcast. I think last week we had those Charleston Southern crazy people. Is that where they were from? They were interrupting Crowder while he was out giving the interview, and we came to find out that they were the Pirates, I think. Is that right? Something like that? The Buccaneers. Yeah, I knew they were wreakers of havoc on the oceans. The Buccaneers from Charleston Southern. So I couldn't figure out what the mascot of Wellesley is, but their colors are blue and white, so rest assured that we do know that. Founded in 1870, and this is what I love. Two things you're going to really freak out about, and some of you will probably want to consider making Wellesley your school of choice for college, university, after you hear these two things. But one, the positive thing was really amazing. Here's the Wellesley motto, and I absolutely loved it. Not to be ministered to, but to minister. That's the motto of Wellesley. Great motto, really, really cool, I think, cool thing there. But then I went on the website because I just wanted to know, you know, we don't just roll into these places and go, well, here we are, and some college and university students will show up, and that'll be great. You know, I wanted to know who are Wellesley students. I know they're smart, and I know it's a very, you know, storied school, and it's very prestigious, and you have to, you know, have a lot going on to get into this place. But I went to the website to check it out, and you might want to do this yourself at Wellesley.edu, Wellesley.edu. But amazing, some of the traditions, and this is the one that really caught me. There's Flower Sunday. I didn't check into that one yet. There's the junior show. there's step singing, and there's versions of that at a lot of schools I've been around. But hoop rolling was the one that caught my attention. I thought, now that's a new one for me. So I just wanted to know, who are we ministering to and what's going on? So I went to the deal, clicked on what is hoop rolling, and this is what I found. Okay, hoop rolling is a photo, by the way, from hoop rolling in 1913. The tradition of hoop rolling began with an activity once held on May Day. May Day was a day of frivolity and of escaping from real-world worries into a world of child's play. Students celebrated by dressing up in children's clothing and playing games on Severance Green. So that was 1913, remember. So that was, you know, it was kind of cool. One of the most popular of all games was the race in which seniors clad in graduation robes rolled wooden hoops. From its origin as a diversion on May Day, hoop rolling has become a Wellesley institution in itself and is now held independently. So I guess that either means they wanted a little distance from the hoop rolling, or hoop rolling's become such a big deal, it's got its own thing going on. But here's the way it works, right? In late May, I wish I had a date because some of you want to go and see this if possible. In late May, seniors line up on Tupelo Lane and vie for the honor of winning the race and being thrown into Lake Waban. So it could be Waban Waban. Originally proclaimed the first woman in her class who will marry, then later the first to become a CEO, the hoop rolling winner is now said to be the first person in her class who will achieve success, however she defines it. So hoop rolling is going on at Wellesley. Tiffany, good luck. I don't know if you're a senior or not, but if you get into the hoop rolling thing, we'll be pulling for you, all of us in the Passion movement. We want you to do well at that. And I'm just poking a little bit of fun at Wellesley, but you know what's really kind of cool about it to me is that every school's got that. You go around Texas A&M, and they got some really interesting traditions down there. They have all their dog mascots buried by the stadium. Reveille is the little collie mascot for Texas A&M, and they put an addition on the stadium while we were living in Texas, and I don't know if this is true or not, but from what I understood, they buried the dog so that they could see the scoreboard from where they were laying in their grave, so they could always see that Texas A&M was beating Texas. And then they put this addition up on the stadium, and so they had to actually exhume and move a couple of the dogs because their view got interrupted and they had to put them at a different place. So, I mean, that's, some people go, that's crazy. You go to A&M, people will fight you over that right there, you know? And Jonathan's laughing right now, if any of you A&M fans out there. So, but every school's got that. And that's what's, to me, beautiful about the whole university moment, because it's all about academics and serious and class and grades. And then there's always something unique and a little bit crazy about every one of these schools. And to be really honest with you, I could not be happier that Tiffany is coming to the Boston Regional event and that other Wellesley students have already registered as well. We've got students, and this is a long list, but we're going to pray, or maybe if we don't even pray for all these, I want you to just to listen and see if one of these schools will jump out at you. And I'm not going to read all the schools that we have students coming from, because that would be a long, long list. But just a few of them, in fact, a lot of them. And I just maybe ask, you know, God to just put one of these on your heart. And over the next 2-3 weeks, just pray for this campus. And you don't need to know all that much about it, but God knows everything about it. But here's just a few of the schools that we already have students coming from that have already registered for Boston. Amherst College, Bernard College, Bellhaven College, Berklee College of Music. If you don't know it, that's an incredibly prestigious school right in Boston. There's Biola University, which I only circle because that's in Los Angeles, and that's weird. So I'm just trying to figure out if the person was trying to register for L.A. Regional and they actually clicked on the Boston Regional and now they think they're registered for L.A., but they're actually registered for Boston. I'm not 100% sure about that, but hey, welcome Biola University to the Boston Regional. Of course, there's Boston College, Boston University, which is where we're going to be meeting at the Aganis Arena, California University of Pennsylvania. That was a curveball for me as well. And a few of these, the computer spits them out and they don't come out right. But if there is a California University of Pennsylvania, in fact, I'm going to research that and figure out if there really is such a place as the California Institute or the California University of Pennsylvania. That'd be good to know. Carnegie Mellon University is listed here down in Pittsburgh, Columbia University in New York, Eastern Nazarene College, Eastern University, Emerson College, Fordham University, Gordon College, Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Hofstra University, Johnson and Wales University, And I'm skipping over a bunch of these, by the way, as I go. Just no slight to anybody that I'm skipping over. Middlesex University, MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Mount Holyoke College, New England Conservatory, New England Institute of Technology, New England School of Law, Northeastern University, Nyack College, Rhode Island College, Stony Brook University, Suffolk Community College, Temple University, Tufts University, United States Military Academy at West Point, University of Connecticut, University of Manitoba, University of Massachusetts, University of Pennsylvania, University of Pittsburgh, University of Rhode Island, University of Southern Maine, Wellesley College, we just mentioned, and Worcester State is the last one alphabetically on our list. Amazing breadth, and a lot of folks are headed our way, and we're excited about that. We've just tried to pull up a little bit of information here on California University of Pennsylvania, and just checking out what we got here. I think it is actually a place. Not sure yet, but well, we'll check into that, and we'll get back to you because I know some of you will want to know what's going on there. But anyway, a couple things you need to know about, okay? This is all seriousness, and we'll take a short break here because that's a lot of information. When we come back, I just want to talk a little bit about the heart of Passion Boston, and we've talked a little about who's coming. And so on the other side of this break, we'll talk just a little bit about what's going to happen there and some ways that I really want you to dig in with us, and especially for those of you that are coming, don't miss what's coming up next because we want you to be ready when you arrive in Boston. This is a little bit, by the way, of Please Come to Boston. We feature just that idea on our blog, the song made famous by Kenny Loggins, I think. And someone, I have to admit, I haven't been to any of Kenny Chesney's live shows, but someone tells me that Kenny Chesney plays this song live often at his events, though he's never recorded it, which was a real sad thing because I was going to buy that on iTunes if he had. But nonetheless, a lot of famous people have covered this song. And this is the version by the great Texan himself. Enjoy just a little bit of this, and we'll be back on the other side of this with more scoop on Boston.
Please come to Boston, but she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Welcome back. That was a little bit of Mr. Willie Nelson with Please Come to Boston. And I think I said earlier that Kenny Loggins made that famous, but actually it was Dave Loggins, so apologies there. But anyway, I know a lot of you have never heard Please Come to Boston. It has been covered by some of the oldies, Willie Nelson himself, Joan Baez, Reba McEntire, Jacko Pierce, among others. And I don't know that it's really the best theme song for our Boston Regional, Jonathan, because it says Please Come to Boston, and then she said no. So that's really not what we're looking for here. We're looking for Please Come to Boston, and then she said yes, and I'm going to bring my seven roommates with me. So anyway, welcome back. I had the privilege, by the way, of being up in Minneapolis with John Piper Wednesday. And as you know, if you've been on the website for Boston and Chicago, Piper is going to be sharing a message with us via video. And the message was just recorded last Wednesday night with the College Ministry of Campus Outreach up in Minneapolis-St. Paul, which are affiliated with Piper's church. And so there were several hundred university students there, and we talked through the themes of the Passion Regionals and how I really wanted this message to land there. And then John crafted this message. And the talk, by the way, it's really challenging stuff. It's about pushing this big idea of the majesty of God all the way down to the micro level of life. And that was the heartbeat of, you know, really what we wanted to get across. And I think as you come to the regional events, you'll hear that theme all the way throughout, that we're not satisfied just, you know, having people in the Passion movement and having people that know Isaiah 26:8 and have people that know, you know, to live for the glory of God or to live for the fame of Jesus or to make Jesus famous in our lifetime or to do whatever you do for the glory of God. But somehow these grand ideas of this great God of grace have to be pushed down all the way into the smallest little crevices of our lives if we're really going to be the agents that bring change to the world. And so I had a chance to to hang out with John a little bit. He sends his greetings to everyone and really, really would love to be at these regional events. They do Saturday night worship services where he always is speaking now, and so being with us on a Saturday was really just too challenging for the schedule. But he wanted to be with us, and so the video's there, and you're going to be able to experience that in Boston in a few weeks, and I'm excited about it. Registration, just to mention again, the price goes up on October 5th for Boston, October 12th for Chicago. So it's $79 right now. It's going up to $99. So jump in early. Bring your friends along. Spread the word. It's not too late. I know the Red Sox, by the way, are giving us some trouble up in Boston, and we're all big Red Sox fans around here, and Yankees fans if you're coming from New York. We are obviously down in Atlanta, so we can probably go both ways. But I know the Sox are, looks like, going to win the division, and they're going to be going to the playoffs, and all that craziness is going to be going on actually while we're in Boston, and nobody knows the travel schedule yet, and they're going to be playing in Boston or out of Boston. But I just say the Red Sox will probably go all the way to the World Series. You're going to have a lot of chances to watch every game. There's not too many times in a lifetime, really, that all the college students in New England get a chance to gather together for the fame of Jesus. So help us spread the word. Tell everybody you know, and we're excited about being there. The thing that you need to know if you're coming, if you're not coming to Boston, you can stop listening for a minute right here. But if you're coming to Boston, Chicago, go to the website and check out the Do Something Now area. If you go into the regionals website, you click on Boston, over to the left, you'll see a little Do Something Now box, and click on that box. In fact, if you're going to register now, you have to read about Do Something Now and then click that you've read it before you can even get into the registration area. The reason for that is that we want everybody to be on board with the Do Something Now campaign when you arrive in Boston. We've got three things that we're focusing on in Boston. Number one, we're bringing socks and towels. It's an easy thing to do. And I know we did that at Passion 07, and you're thinking, yeah, we did that once already. Well, listen, there are people in Boston right now that are getting ready for a winter, living on the streets, living outside, living in transitional shelters, and it's the small, tangible things that will make a difference in their lives. And I'm holding in front of me a sheet that has on it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 organizations in Boston that we've contacted, established a relationship with. We're partnering with them to provide these resources to them so that they can provide them to the people that they're helping. And I really want them to get something on the backside of this. And so, you know, swing by your mom and dad's house if you live in New England and pick up a couple of bath towels out of the guest bath. No one will ever know they were gone. If you don't want to do that, go by Walmart. I think you can get some $2.99 towels there, and everybody can pick up at least two of those. And socks, I mean, go to Target, go to Walmart, go to Payless Shoes, go somewhere. It doesn't have to be the nicest in the world. Clean socks that don't have holes in them will mean the world to someone who is in a place in life where a really, really great day is a day that you get a new pair of socks. And you can buy them by the 6 or the 12 in one of those little plastic packs. You can bring a couple of your own pair if you don't have $6.99 to go out and buy socks, and I know some of you don't. Bring a couple of pair of your own socks that are clean and like new, and bring those with you, but be best if you just brought them in a pack. Buy one of those six in a bag kind of things for children, for women, or for men, and bring those with you. If you know anybody coming to Boston, anybody at all, email them, text them, poke them, send them a message, and say, hey, do you know about the Do Something Now campaign? Don't come through the door without bringing something tangible to give to the people of Boston as an expression of the kingdom of God. And it's not charity on our part. It's not us trying to do a good deed. It's worship. It's doing the thing God loves the most, which is caring for the least of these on planet Earth. And so towels and socks, make sure you're there. And the third thing we're doing is we're going to be taking up an offering for Passion Kiev, our first Passion Tour stop as we head around the world. Lord willing, is going to be in Kiev, Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union. And we're asking you guys to help us gain momentum for that event by giving financially for it and as well as praying for it. And you'll have a chance to make a commitment to pray for Kiev over the next year and to walk away with a little card that has some prayer focuses for Kiev, Ukraine, that you can be praying with us even now months and months ahead of time for what God is already doing in that city and what he's going to continue to do in that city. as well. So those things you need to know about. And then the third thing, I think I mentioned, I thought I mentioned three things, but there are only three things. It's towels and socks. It's Kyiv, Ukraine. And the third thing is we're going to be drilling a well through our partners at Blood Water Mission. And a well costs about $3,000 to drill for a village for life. And we'd like to drill one well at least because of Boston. So that means each one of us just putting a couple of bucks in the offering for the well. And if you can just be thinking and praying ahead of time. Towels and socks means you got to think ahead of time. Pray about if you want to be a part of drilling this well to bring clean water to the people of Africa. And pray about if you'd like to join with us and just pray or give toward Passion Kyiv and the ministry we're going to have among college students and university students, not only in Kyiv, but throughout all of Ukraine. The Kyiv event's going to be a two-day event, a Friday night, Saturday, much like Boston. And we think it's going to draw and attract people from all over that nation. So we're excited. By the way, just talking about Do Something Now, you want to hear something really, really incredibly exciting. Shelley and I were in California a few weeks ago, and we went to church at a friend of ours' church, and we didn't really know what was going on, but we just kind of wanted to show up. And this friend of ours, and he and his wife have been telling us about their church for a long time, and we've heard amazing things but never been. So we showed up on a Sunday night, and it was pretty incredible, A, to see a couple thousand, mostly college-age young people at this church on Sunday night. It was really cool, but they were finishing up their Go campaign. And we, as we approach the church, it's California, right? So they got a lot of stuff out in the parking lot because it's incredible weather. And they have these huge standing things all in the parking lot, and each one of them represents a cause. And we start realizing what's going on. And our friend at this church was at Passion 07, and they kind of caught the vision of really putting teeth, you know, to the challenge. And they went back to their church and back to the elders and said, hey, we want to do something called the Go campaign. We're going to do it all through the summer months. We're going to challenge the church to give, I think, like $1 million to XYZ causes. And we're going to challenge people to go and get involved and engage. And we just caught the tail end of it. And the night we were there, they were focusing on the seed company and giving money for Bible translation. And you could go out in the parking lot afterwards, and they had all these scripture verses on these walls out in the parking lot, and you could highlight a verse and pay your $20 for one verse and see that a people group around the world that's never heard the scripture, the word of God in the language of their heart, could get that in their own hands. And it was so incredible just to see, you know, this Do Something Now thing was a God idea. It really wasn't our idea. And to see that happen in January, and now it's all these months later in September, and we're out in California, and there's a whole nother evolution of the Do Something Now campaign happening. It was so incredibly encouraging and so powerful. So way to go to you guys out in California. If you're listening from there, you know who I'm talking about. Incredible. Just blew us away. Huge inspiration for us. And for you guys coming to Boston and Chicago, we're going to talk a little more about Chicago in one of the upcoming podcasts, but there'll be Do Something Now opportunities there as well. Towels and socks in Chicago, same deal. And by the way, we have had people registering for Chicago. I mentioned three folks from Boston. I just checked, and there was someone, this was kind of an interesting one, that just registered for Chicago. And I know I wrote this down somewhere, and I can't find it now. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's Lauren. And, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be Lauren from Minneapolis or Lauren from Wisconsin or Lauren from Illinois, Chicagoland, somewhere, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana. No, it's Lauren from Nashville, Tennessee. Just registered for the Chicago Regional. So way to go, Lauren. We're excited you're going to be there. She goes to Lipscomb University in Nashville. So that's really cool. And groups are registering from all over the Midwest, literally, like Lauren coming from Nashville, people coming from all around Chicago. Going to be towels and socks there as well, so make sure you remember that. Going to be drilling a well with Blood Water Mission, and going to be making a connection financially and through prayer for Sao Paulo, Brazil, for Passion Sao Paulo, which is going to be an amazing time as well on our tour to come. So just to be ready, and if you would pray with me today, I really would love us to pray together. You know, Boston's a really interesting place spiritually. And if you haven't read the blog, it's just a very challenging spiritual climate, and the spiritual warfare there is very powerful and very real. But we're going there not in the name of Passion, not in my name or any band's name or worship leader's name or anybody's name. We're going there in the name of Jesus, and we're going there with confidence that He is leading us forth to bring light and to bring life to New England and to Boston, to all the people that are there representing, all the campuses that are represented. And I would just love for you to pray with me. I'm just going to lead us, and you know, wherever you're listening to the podcast, you don't have to close your eyes, you don't have to you know, bend your knees. You can just, in an attitude of the heart, just say to God, you know what, Lord, I agree with that. Jesus said, if any two of us would agree in loosing anything in heaven, it would be loosed on the earth. And he said, if any two of us would agree in binding anything on earth, it would be bound in heaven. So there's something powerful about me and you, even at different times, even though I'm speaking now and you may be hearing me at a later time. There's something powerful about me and you and that other person that's over in the other state and that other person that's 100 miles that way and another person that way, all in our hearts saying, yeah, yes, God, that's what we want to ask you to do and believe that you can do that. And so, Father, we just pray right now for Passion Boston. We pray, God, that it would be a part of an explosion of your church in that city and in New England. God, we thank you for what you're already doing there, for people that are sacrificing, giving their lives to plant churches there, to nourish your body there, to build up people there, to tell the story of Jesus all through New England. Thank you for the campus ministries that for years and years and years have been targeting these campuses where these students are coming from, all these schools that we just listed. Somebody cares about every one of those schools. Somebody's praying. Somebody's on that campus. Somebody's leading a Bible study. Somebody's got a heart to see that campus arise. And I thank you for all those people. You know who they are and you know all their names today. And so we thank you for what's already happening. We know that we're not the beginning of anything. We're just joining what you're already doing there. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you would lead us forth with great power and authority, that you would put an anointing on our lives to bring the life and the light of Jesus to New England. Lord, we don't want a great passion event. We want you, Lord, to do what only you can do. And we're asking you to come and to invade this space that we've created, to just fill this space up with all of who you are, to change our lives, Lord, to break into our hearts, to rearrange stuff, to repair stuff, to fill in the gap, Lord, and to set us up again, to lean toward the kingdom of God and to offer our lives to be a part of what you want to do in this world. Lord, I pray today in the name of Jesus that that word would spread all through New England. I pray that obstacles would be lowered, that people would feel drawn to come together, Lord, that there would be an exponential multiplication of information, that no students anywhere within 4, 5, 6, 7 hours of Boston would not know about an opportunity to come together with students with the same heart and the same passion for your name as they have. And we just lay it at your feet, Lord. We just come in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know there is real spiritual battle in Boston. I've seen it with my own eyes. There's real spiritual conflict there. And Lord, we're just coming believing you and trusting you. Our confidence is not in the flesh, but our confidence is in you alone, God. And we thank you for going before us and preparing the way. And we thank you for what you're going to do there, as well as Chicago, Lord. And we don't want to just keep adding that on, but the prayers are the same, Lord. And we thank you for gathering these students as you are now from all across the Midwest. And in the days to come, as we pray more about Chicago, we thank you, Lord, in the same way that you have great things ahead for us there. And we thank you for it. And we agree together, all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, man. Thank you guys for just praying with us and believing with us. Write it down somewhere. Write it where you can see it. Passion Boston, October 12th and 13th. Chicago is the weekend that follows. And please, just we'd love to know that there's just a wave of people behind us praying from all around the world as we go. A little more Remedy from David Crowder. We'll be back with our closing segment, a little update on world tour things when we come back. See you in a minute. Welcome back. That's a little bit more of Remedy from David Crowder. And every time I hear that song, it just fires me up. And I'm just praying it's going to fuel a generation to join God in what he's doing in acts of kindness and justice and mercy and truth all over the world for his fame. Incredible. Well, we're headed to the end of the podcast. Just want to make sure you know about a couple of things coming up. One, we're going to be reviving our first Monday prayer focus, and it's not going to be a major above-ground thing at the moment, but if you'd love to pray with us and like to be a part of that journey, come to 268 Blog on first Monday. I think the next one is going to be October 1st, and we will have the first Monday prayer blog there. And what it's going to be, in fact, we talked about, you know, names for it. I suggested we just call it Hammer Time on first Monday. There we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. People said, Hammer Time? Why would we call it Hammer Time? This is why we would call it Hammer Time, people. We're bringing back the oldies today. We got, you know, songs from the past today that we're bringing back and sort of embracing again on the Passion Podcast. Thank you very much. That was enough of that. But we're not calling it Hammer Time. We're calling it First Monday. Actually going to call it Kneel probably because that's what all of our prayer journeys are called. So come First Monday, 268 Blog. You'll see Kneel or First Monday there. And what we want to do is just be able to put out some of the key things that you need to be praying with us for as we head out to these regional events in the world. And so every Monday is going to be a little short prayer focus there. So make a mental note of it. Come back each first Monday of the month, whatever date that falls on, and you'll see a little focus there under Neil, and there'll be the first one of those coming up on Monday. And we'd love to have you guys continue to pray with us. 132 million university students around the world, and that's why we have a passion to go to the world. And it's really coming together, and it's going to happen. I know there's a little spot on the 268generation.com site that says World Tour and details to come, and I know that's frustrating when you keep clicking on that and it's details to come, details to come, details to come. But there are a lot of things happening, and we're just trying to solidify the schedule so we can release all the dates and all the cities that we're going to be going to. We've got teams going out constantly doing scouting in these cities, meeting with campus leaders, and I'm probably not supposed to say this, but we just had a team come back from Mexico City, and had an incredibly encouraging meeting there with pastors and campus leaders about a possible passion event there. We have a team that's just come back from Stockholm, and man, they were just raving about Stockholm, Sweden, and what an incredibly hip city it is. The believers that they found there that have a passion for university students and the university moment. And it looks like Stockholm is going to happen, I think. We've got a venue there that looks amazing. And so it'll be our first little touchdown in Scandinavia at the home of IKEA, of all places. So that seems like somewhere you should do a collegiate event. We've got a team going out to Vancouver. We've had teams in Sao Paulo. Maybe they just home or are still there. Teams are going all over the place all the time, and it's going to be a really incredible time. Just a little nugget, okay? Just a tiny bit about the World Tour. We met with some friends of ours that are part of a national campus ministry here, and well, actually one of the larger international campus ministries. And they were talking to us a little bit about Mexico City and their vision for that place. And then our team was just down there and had an incredible few days there. Came home, and our team was talking to me. And I've heard a lot about UNAM, and if you don't know about UNAM, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I think it's Universidad Nacional Autonomous of Mexico, or the National Autonomous University of Mexico, or the some version of the order of those words, but it's called UNAM for short. And UNAM has, are you ready for this? Somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 students at UNAM, right in the heart of Mexico City, 300,000 students at this one school. And our team asked some of the campus leaders that are focusing on that campus, tell us about what was going on. They could list five campus organizations that are focused on leading people to Christ. Five. And they said that an average attendance for each of those five ministries would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 people. So that's 250 students strong on a university campus of 300,000 students. And that's out of the 600,000 or 700,000 university students in Mexico City alone. And so, you know, when you hear that, I just was floored when I heard that and stunned. And it just makes me say, why don't we all go to Mexico City? Why don't we all pack up and go to Mexico City and figure out how to share the story of God and the story of Jesus with these students there? And it made me think again about Revelation 15, beginning in verse 4. This is what it says. It says, "Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name, for you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. The verse before says, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. And I just, my heart is that many, many of these students from UNAM will be a part of this promise of all nations. I know there are many believers and followers of Jesus all throughout Mexico, but of these students on this campus, I mean, you got 250 that are in organizations committed to following Christ, and that leaves about, you know, 299,000 plus who aren't plugged in anywhere, and it's overwhelming to think, except for the power of God. And that's why we're going to the world. And passion is not the answer, but we want to be a part of the story, and we want to be a little part of what God is doing there. So continue to pray with us. We'll have more information. By the time you're hearing this podcast, I'll be on my way to Europe. I may be in Europe, and I'm going to be in my last stop there in Paris, meeting with some campus leaders from across that city about the possibility of doing a Passion Paris. That sounds like two words that ought to go together. And so that's going to be happening next week. I'd really appreciate your prayers if you think about it. Just as we meet with many different leaders and folks there that are planting churches and building up churches there and targeting university students throughout, you know, what is one of the great cities of the world. And so we're excited. A lot of stuff's on the horizon. A lot of stuff's coming. But for now, just wanted to update you most on Boston and ask you to pray for us as that gets closer and closer, and encourage you one more time, if you haven't already, to get a copy of Remedy. Get it in your heart and share it with your friends. I'm going to have a special guest with us next podcast. Chris Tomlin's going to be with us talking a little bit about Boston. Chris doesn't know that, by the way, yet. So if you hear this, don't tell him, because I haven't asked him yet to be on the podcast. So he could say no, but I'm hoping he'll say yes, and he'll be our guest on the next Passion Podcast as we think about Boston and Chicago and beyond. So thanks for being with us today. Thanks for following with us on the journey. And if you're coming to Boston, make sure you get some towels and socks together, because we want to make a difference in the lives of the people that Jesus cares about, who may never make it through the doors of one of our events, but who matter to him. And you do as well. Just want to encourage you today. God knows who you are. He knows where you're living. He knows what you're going through right now. He is a miracle worker, and he takes the craziest things in the world and turns them into some of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So I hope you're encouraged to know that he's doing that in your life, and he will. You'll just let go and trust him. Just stop and look up and surrender your life to him. So thanks for letting me be with you. We'll see you soon on the next Passion Podcast. Take care.